Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday early access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. The woman accused of speeding on Ocean Parkway and killing a mother and two children is in court today.
Police say Miriam Urimi had a suspended license, was speeding, and ran a red light when she collided with an Uber and into a family crossing Ocean Parkway late last month. Natasha Sada and her two little girls were killed. Her four-year-old son remains in the hospital. Urimi reportedly had 93 moving violations and over $10,000 in unpaid fines since 2023. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Democrats in Albany have reached an agreement on changes to New York State's criminal discovery laws. Those are the ones that govern the timing and scope of what evidence prosecutors have to produce before a trial. Exact details on the deal haven't been released yet, but Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie says it makes it so prosecutors only have to turn over evidence that's related to specific charges and not every piece of evidence from a case, and that judges will have more discretion in deciding how to punish prosecutors who don't hand over evidence. Governor Hochul has been pushing for the loosening of discovery laws, arguing that the idea of dismissing entire cases over paperwork prevents justice from being served, while also making it easier to exploit the system. She had been refusing to sign off on any state budget agreement that didn't include those changes. Well, there's been speculation that cuts were on the way. Instead, Mayor Adams teamed up with former Mayor Bill de Blasio today to announce a big money commitment to fund early childhood education in schools.
For the first time ever, we will baseline the funding, investing almost $170 million annually to support popular and critical programs like pre-K, special education, and the expansion of citywide 3K.
You might remember the 3K program was one of de Blasio's signature initiatives.
I was minding my own business this weekend, and Mayor Adams called and said, we're going to invest more in early childhood education. And it wasn't because I was hassling him. It was because he had that commitment to our children.
The Adams administration is also looking to shift funding toward younger children in the federal Head Start program. The investigation continues at the scene of a deadly house fire overnight in Newark.
Around 7 this morning, we finally got word from the Essex County prosecutor with an update that a juvenile was killed in this fire at 28 Astor Street, and another person is in critical condition at University Hospital. Again, no identities or ages as of this point. The blaze breaking out 20 to 2 in the morning. Several 911 calls coming in about people trapped in the top floor of the three-story row house. The cause is under investigation. I've been watching the officials from the Essex County Prosecutor's Office coming in and out of this home as they try to piece this together. The blaze brought under control in about 30 minutes. And the Red Cross also here. They've helped get some shelter for the two families who live on the lower floors where the fire broke out. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, here in Astor Street in Newark.
And we've learned that the child who died in that fire is a 9-year-old girl. We're getting new details on the stowaway incident last Thanksgiving on a Delta flight from JFK to Paris. In newly released security footage obtained by ABC News, Svetlana Dali can be seen blending in with a crowd of checked passengers, then simply walking by the gate attendants and onto the flight. Analysts say she clearly had a plan, but also got a bit lucky, although Delta employees eventually caught on to Dali before the plane landed in Paris. She was later arrested and eventually returned to New York. Dali has since pleaded not guilty to a federal stowaway charge and is due back in a Brooklyn courtroom next week. The search is on for the four muggers who attacked a 67-year-old man in Crown Heights, Brooklyn. Police say the group came up to the man last Tuesday on Park Place and Nostrand Avenue, started punching him until he fell to the ground, then snatched his iPhone and about $70 in cash and made a run for it. You can see photos of the suspects at 1010winds.com. If you recognize any of them, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. A court date today for an alleged peeping Tom on Long Island.
Sanjay Siamaprasad is accused of going into the employee and patient's bathrooms at a Great Neck Sleep Center and a rehab center in Manhasset and hiding cameras in smoke detectors, then watching the videos on his work computer. Authorities say the 47-year-old was caught when another employee saw Siamaprasad viewing the videos. He faces a number of unlawful surveillance charges when he's arraigned today. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
NJ Transit's train engineers may be going on strike next month. The Union for the Engineers has just rejected a labor agreement with management. The union, the Brotherhood of Locomotive Engineers and Trainmen, say they've been without a raise since 2019 and that NJ Transit is not doing enough in the current negotiations for the members. Thomas Haas is the union's chairman.
We've been through, you know, near record inflation, the COVID-19 pandemic, and so many other issues that have come up. And they just are looking for a wage that is more in line with what other passenger railroad engineers make.
Haas also says that if NJT doesn't move the needle, they'll initiate a strike order next month, which could freeze all of NJ Transit. A spokesperson for the railroad says NJT is disappointed the agreement wasn't ratified, but that it remains committed to returning to the bargaining table. The Anyone But Andrew movement is getting another boost. Congresswoman Nydia Velazquez and six other Democrats from Brooklyn are all giving their endorsements to three candidates in the race for mayor in New York City. They're endorsing Adrian Adams, Brad Lander, and Zoran Mamdani. Velazquez says it's because New Yorkers deserve a leader with a steady hand who will stand up for the city's working class people. She says the way she sees it, the only reason Cuomo is leading in the polls is because people know his name.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.